come up and down the rink and attack, and it should make for a little up and down series.
One of those things, part of the game that has to be a bummer to lose Tommy Novak as much as he can improve.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing. I mean, you feel bad for anybody that has to, you know, have surgery and end the season, and you know, you have to go through the rehab. And unfortunately, that's a part of athletics. And I thought that he was really starting to come on, and he's obviously a valuable player. You know, it's difficult to lose a centerman, probably even more so than a winger. He's good on draws. On the power play, so we'll have to shuffle back a little bit and see if we can fill that void. But that's part of the game too. That, you know, we have enough good players that, you know, you got to carry on.
You mentioned Vinny Leteri a couple weeks ago playing the best year he's had in the program. What's gone into his development in the past 4 years to make him the player he's today?
Well, I think a combination of he came in as a true freshman, so it wasn't like he was a 20-21-year-old freshman, so there's going to be a natural improvement from your freshman year, senior year. But Vinny has always put in a lot of time. He's one of those guys that he's always in the weight room. He takes care of himself. He stays out after practice. He's on early. He's always working as a senior player, and all that hard work's paid off.
Is one of the hardest things when you have players that have ability to get them to trust the process, meaning when freshmen and sophomores, you can see what they can be like when they're seniors, and they're very, very frustrated at that time because it's not happening. How do you coach through stuff like that when you can see they've got the ability and they're going to be just fine and they can't?
Well, I think that's part of the communication. I think the one thing in our sport that, you know, kids come in, they've been on the power play. They've played major minutes before they get here. And all of a sudden, you know, maybe they're a freshman. They're not playing every night. Nate Schmidt was a great example. I think he played 10 games his freshman year and left here after two years later, he left and went and played in the National Hockey League and was an All-American. But, you know, you could see it. He had ability. You know, he had to get himself in a little bit better physical condition and, you know, had to learn not to play such high-risk hockey. And, you know, it was evident that next year, because I remember having the conversation in spring, you know, you're not going to have to play yourself into a spot. You're going to have to play yourself out of it. And, you know, he was a completely different player as a sophomore. And, you know, for some guys, it's instantaneous and right away. And other guys, it, you know, might take a year or two.
With losing Novak, what have you kind of been preaching to the other guys to kind of step up in his absence?
Well, I mean, that's just it. Other guys are going to get an opportunity. And if, you know, if you weren't in the power play and now you're getting a chance, then, you know, that player is going to be excited. If you, you know, weren't playing in our top nine and now you're playing in our top nine, you're going to be excited to have an opportunity to do that. So, you know, we've got some older guys that have been kind of, you know, in and out, and they're going to get some opportunities here this weekend. And, you know, hopefully they can produce.
Do you have an idea kind of who's going to replace him in that center role?
Yeah, I think right now we'd probably move Vinny over. Right now, I mean, Vinny's played, you know, half his career he's been a centerman. So we played center to begin the year, and then once we moved Smatula back to center, we moved him to the right side because we don't have a lot of right shots, right wingers that they could play in at the top end of our lineup. So we'll probably move Vinny over at least to start out and see how that looks, and, you know, try to, you know, keep some balance. And if that doesn't work, you know, we could overload a couple lines too.
I think last week started a stretch where you guys don't have any time off really for the rest of the year. I mean, do you talk to them about that?
They want to play. I mean, it's January, it's mid-January, and, you know, if you ask them, they'd rather play than practice at this point. And, you know, even today, I think we went 72, 73 minutes, and, you know, we're trying to keep our guys fresh. I mean, they know our systems, they know how we want to play. You know, I don't think this is the time of year you got to beat on them on a regular basis. It's about, you know, just touching quickly on some of your systems and keep working specialty teams and, you know, trying to play fast. I think that's the big thing, is that you want your guys to play fast and have energy for Friday and Saturday night.
What's different about Wisconsin under Granato this year?
Well, I don't know how much different they're playing. I mean, it's, you know, you look at it and hockey doesn't change that much. Maybe they're a little bit more aggressive from an offensive standpoint, but at the same time, you know, they got a couple centers that are first-round picks. You know, Kunin goes from, you know, a 17, 18-year-old, now he's a year older, and Frederick was a first-round pick. So, you know, they just, right now, their personnel starting to mature, especially up front. I think that's the big thing, is that, you know, you look at the metrics, all of a sudden, instead of getting outshot on a regular basis, they're outshooting teams by 10. And I think they have a real good, deep group of forwards that are, you know, driving the engine.
Do you know much about Granato? I know you guys stayed the same hotel when you were out at St. Lawrence.
Well, I know. I mean, I worked camps with Tony and with USA Hockey with the World Juniors for a couple of years. He was there helping out, and he's been very active. Obviously, you know, a great player there, and, you know, he's kind of like Corey Millen, going back to finish his degree, and so working on school at the same time. So, you know what, it's a very good staff, and, you know, Wisconsin's got a rich tradition, and it's like anything. They're not going to stay down for long. I mean, they went through their dip, and you know they're gonna get back.
This is still the one, still the matchup that means the most to the definitely the fan base, but in the locker room as well.
Yeah, I think it's one of them. You know, I think we still have some of our old rivals that still mean a lot. You saw that when North Dakota was in here this year, but. You know, I probably say that, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan probably at this point of the Big Ten would probably be, you know, our two biggest rivals within the Big Ten.
On a follow-up kind of with what Maxie was at earlier about the new guys coming in, Luke Noderman kind of out the first half, but he's been in four straight games now. How have you seen his progress?
Well, I think he's done a good job. You know, he hasn't had a lot of minutes in a game because we've had some games with some penalties. All of a sudden, you look at the end of the night, and he's only played 7-8 minutes because if you're not in the power play or penalty kill, and you kind of get lost in a little bit in a game. But hopefully we'll get into some games where, you know, he can, you know, play 12, 14 minutes. In a game, he's making plays. He's doing some good things. Now, hopefully, we can get a little bit of offensive production from him by the second half of the year, especially with Tommy out.
I feel like he'll stop 22, 23 straight. Wisconsin's about a top 10 on the power play. What's kind of just your emphasis for the weekend?
Well, obviously, discipline becomes important when you play a good power play. I mean, you don't want to give them 6-7 chances. That's first and foremost. If you can, you know, give them 3, then you're going to have a good chance to kill them off. We want to be aggressive. We can be aggressive. Obviously, you know who their shooters are and try to take those guys away. But they can move the puck around pretty well. They have a lot of different options. So we're going to have to make sure we stay disciplined in our lanes and in what we're trying to do, and you know, do a good job as a unit of 4 that are out there. And obviously, you know, when we break down, that's when you need your goaltender to make a save on the penalty kill. And I think that's probably been as big a difference as anything, that, you know, Eric's starting to make a few saves on the penalty kill when you need it.
Thank you.